Leeds have made three changes, all in white today. About 1,600 Leeds fans away to our right-hand side, all stood up behind the goal. It's Hernandez towards the penalty spot. Janssen is there, gets a header on goal. It's headed up off the line. Keeper's comes, not goal there. Bartley to Wood, but he's given a free kick. The referee's blown the whistle. And I'm not too sure Henderson was, Bywater was anywhere near that.
Yeah,
goal disallowed for Leeds.
I'm not sure that's a free kick, you know. I think he's got to be stronger there, Bywater. I think Janssen's just gone in brave. He's not got anything on it. He's shook loose to Chris Wood. It was Johnny on the spot, put the ball in the net. I'm not sure that should have been chalked off. I think they got away with one there, but if Leeds can keep getting them good balls in from set players, it's a chance for them.
It is a chance. You'll have heard the half-time whistle go in the background. Well, it's been entertaining here, but not really too many goal efforts, and it just hasn't quite happened, has it? Ball coming in now from Taylor, cuts in from the left-hand side on his right foot, ball with the outside of his left foot, Hernandez with a free header, and he's put it miles wide.
Best chance.
He had that much time, he probably could have taken that on his chest and had a shot, but better from Leeds.
Could have had a cup of tea and a bacon roll, probably wanted to take that down, but that's much better for Leeds.
Ball played over the top, this is a chance for Chris Wood, he's in! Oh, he's offside, it wouldn't have counted. First real sight of goal he's had, but he was offside.
But that's the quality you're looking for. See the ball from Hernandez, it's different class. It just gets him right in front of goal.
Pontus Janssen scores here, hope he doesn't jump in the crowd. Ball whipped in, Janssen with the header! He put it wide, that was a chance. That was a chance.
I thought I'd gone in.
I thought that was in.
It's a free header, what is he, about 8 yards out?
Yeah, good ball from Hernandez.
Given away though, Leeds got a little bit lucky there. Hernandez is back trying to do the midfield role as they'll come forward here. Sordell turns edge of the box, he's got away from his man, he goes for goal! And Sordell has scored! Leeds United's playoff hopes are in huge trouble now! Sordell, the former England under 21 international, curls it past Green after he evaded Bartley on the edge of the box. And Leeds now have got 16 minutes to save their season. He's burned one Leeds still.
It's a dangerous president, Leeds. You know, I know Gary's chasing the game and he's made his subs, but they just look a little bit light in centre midfield now where that ball's been played from.
It might be about to get worse. Sordell lays it in here. Chance into the box to make it two! It's 2-0 to Burton! And Leeds now are in huge, huge trouble. Players looking down at the floor. Second goal inside 3 minutes. And Burton might just be securing their championship place. They lead by 2-0.
Both goals have come from that central midfield area. Massive gamble by Gary Monk, because what he's done is he's took that assurance out of there. He's left young Vieira with Hernandez, and he could drive a bus right through the middle of Leeds' centre midfield at this moment in time. Tell you what, this could end up being more if they're not careful.
It was Michael Keightley with the goal. But not lost yet, he might get the ball back here. No, Vieira puts it in himself. Wood's got round the back, heads it across, goal must be, yes, Bartley! Goal for Leeds! They've got a goal back, and maybe, just maybe, this isn't all over yet. 10.5 minutes left, Kyle Bartley taps in, great ball from Vieira, Wood heads it across goal, and Bartley slides in, Burton 2, Leeds 1.
I tell you, 2-0, dodgy score, isn't it? You know what I mean? And it's a great ball in, but Chris Wood does ever so well to knock that back across goal. And to be fair, Kyle Bartley is desperate to get the ball and put it in the back of the net. Fair play. It is game on now.
Can he get the cross in? Oh, he's done well, gets it back to Ayling. Ayling puts in a ball, chance for Leeds! He's saying it must be for Roof! Oh, it's cleared off the line and it hits Bartley in the face and goes behind for a goal kick. Why have they not put that in the back of the net?
How did that not go in? How did that not go in?
Roof, referee looks at his watch. I think that might be it. He's going to let them take the throw in. No, he's not. The full-time whistle is gone. And the Pirelli Stadium. Well, the home fans needed a win today, and the home fans have got a win today. Goals from Sordell and Keightley mean that Leeds have been beaten. Kyle Bartley's goal with 10 minutes left gave them hope. But the truth is, Leeds haven't been good enough today. And whilst it will go down to next week, Leeds now know they need favours from other clubs. And they now need a monumental mess-up from Sheffield Wednesday and Fulham.